Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Buck Sports!
Welcome back to Sun Prairie. New pitcher coming in here for Madison East. Tyler Owen will take over. Carter Anderson worked that third inning where, what, the Evergreens sent up 16 batters and got 10 runs in. For Carter Anderson, 10 runs, but only 6 were earned. Allowed 8 hits, no strikeouts, and a walk. And now Tyler Owen will take over. Again, I would imagine the Evergreens next time through the batting order are going to let a lot of bench players come up to hit. Here's Justin Reimer. Reimer's 1-for-2. He's got a double. And the Pergolders have made some defensive changes, too. They're shifting everyone around here. So Tyler Owen is a right-hander, ready to work here. Takes down low, ball one to Reimer. Again, Tyler Owen, I mean, for anyone who's going to pitch in the remainder of this ball game, just throw strikes. It's a 13-1 game. I mean, it's not a pressure spot for anybody who's playing. Curveball is down low, 2 balls and no strikes. Again, Tyler Owen. A lot of the guys that we're going to see the rest of the way for both of these teams, not sure how much varsity pitching experience they have. There's a swing and a miss. Justin Reimer is over the top of that. 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone in the Pergolders infield right now who is playing in the spot where they started. Pitch is way outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Again, unless the Pergolders can scratch out a couple of runs, this game would end after the bottom of the 5th inning on the 10-run rule. It is 13-1 now, and the Evergreens could very well be adding before we're done here. Pitch here is hit on the ground to third. Third baseman's got it, throws across the diamond. The throw is low. It pulls the first baseman off the bag. Justin Reimer has reached on an error. It is the 5th error that the Pergolders have committed. And the Evergreens will send up a pinch hitter in the Cade Sievertson spot. Landon Mezzi will get his first varsity at-bat here. So Cade Sievertson is 1-for-2 today, and Cade Sievertson, who is now out of the game, will finish the regular season hitting above 400. The pitch is a ball here to Menzi. Pitch here is bounced in front of home plate. That is ball two. In fact, I'm going to do the quick counting. We'll do the quick math, and we'll tell you exactly what Cade Sievertson ends the regular season at. Pitch here to Menzi is an outside corner strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 29 of 67. He hits .433 to end the year. Cade Sievertson. Congratulations, Cade. It's by far the highest regular season batting average for anyone that we've seen doing these games. Menzi asks for timeout. .433. That's good hitting. Evergreens do have another pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Pitch to Menzi is a curve that stays inside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Man on first via an error, nobody out. Coming home, Menzi fouls that back, 3-2. Looking across the way to see who the Evergreens have in the on-deck circle. They may let Nolan Hoppe hit for himself. I mean, Hoppe has been hit by a pitch twice today, and Hoppe doesn't have nearly as many plate appearances as some of these varsity players do. 3-2 pitch, fouled off. Runner was going, and Justin Reimer, the runner at first base, is going to have to come back. Yeah, that is the 22 of Nolan Hoppe in the on-deck circle, so Hoppe will hit for himself. Coming home again at 3 balls and 2 strikes, it's down low and a walk. So the first two here in the fourth inning all reach. against Tyler Owen. And Nolan Hoppe will indeed hit. Three plate appearances, hit by a pitch twice and walked, so Nolan Hoppe does not have an official plate appearance.
Right fielder number 22, Nolan Hoppe.
For the season, Hoppe is 4 of 26. Checked his swing, did not go around, and the pitch is outside, ball one. To Nolan Hoppe. Baseball Today is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Hoppe off the fist of the bat, the shortstop calls and catches. Runners retreat to their bases, and there's the first out of the inning. Brady Sendelbach is 3 for 3. He is due up to bat, and I believe the Evergreens will use a pinch hitter here for Brady Sendelbach. Yep.
Now batting for the Evergreens.
Matthew Walter will hit for the Evergreens.
Walter.
Matt Walter is a senior. This will be his fourth plate appearance of the year, almost hit. Walter has to hit the deck, takes a ball. Walter is 0 for 4. Senior who stuck all the way through has seen very limited playing time. There is something admirable about staying all the way through to your senior year and still playing ball, even if you've played more in practice than you have in actual games. Walter takes a strike at the knees. It's one ball and one strike. We would all feel good, all the Everest faithful, if Matt can get a hit here. One out, runners at first and second. He checks his swing at a pitch that's down low. It's two balls and a strike. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. Stop at Baseman's for all your footwear needs. Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. There's a strike on the outside corner. Walter has yet to take the bat off his shoulder. It's two balls and two strikes. Nolan Hoppe, who has been courtesy run for, may be warming up. Hoppe may be the next pitcher for the Evergreens. That's called strike three. Matt Walter is down on strikes for the second out. Hunter Gipp is scheduled to bat. Gipp is being called back. The Evergreens
now
will use another pinch hitter.
Number 37, Logan Ebersold.
Logan Ebersold will get a chance to hit. It's Logan Ebersold's first hitting appearance of the season. Ebersold is first ball swinging and hit safely to left field. Evergreens are going to try and bring the run around to score, and they will. Logan Ebersold sees just one pitch, singles, and gets himself an RBI. 14-1. Logan Ebersold hit that like it looks like he's been hitting all season. Evergreens are going to send somebody else up to hit here in the Jackson Miles spot. Pitches inside.
Chris Wiesman.
Chris Wiesman, the pitcher, will hit for himself. First varsity at bat. There are two outs. Strike at the knees. Runners on first and second, and the Evergreens have yet another run in. Evergreens have banged out a lot of hits in this game. Wiesman takes strike two, breaking ball on the outside corner. That's a nice pitch there from Tyler Owen. So Owen, who had an error committed behind him and technically should be out of the inning, is looking to get Chris Wiesman and bring us into the bottom of the fourth inning. Coming home here with a curve, it's too low. One ball and two strikes. Evergreens will enjoy the rest of the Memorial Day weekend off, and then on Tuesday, which will feel like a Monday, the longest of bus rides, a throw to second base goes into the outfield. Tried to pick off that runner, and instead the runner will advance over to third on a throwing error. Error on the pitcher. That is the sixth error committed by the Purgolders in the ballgame. It is 14-1. The Evergreens got 10 runs across in the third inning, and it has not been a competitive game since. Hit on the ground to third. It's beyond the third baseman's glove. Wiesemann has himself a hit and has himself an RBI. 15-1. Evergreens, I believe, will use another pinch hitter in this spot. Owen Latondras is scheduled to bat. An error, two hits, and a walk. And it's the walked batter and the batter that reached on an error that's come around here.
For 26 for the Evergreens, Evan Gartsky.
Evan Gartsky is the pinch hitter here. If my memory bank is correct, Gartsky got a varsity at-bat earlier in the season. Takes a strike at the knees, strike one. Yeah, Gartsky officially is 0 for 2, so he's made a couple of plate appearances at the varsity level. Down on the count here, no balls, two strikes, swings, and fouled off, and the catcher is hurt. That ball hit and then came up and hit the catcher. I could still think of some good things that are going to come out of this. And the Evergreens getting a lot of players in this final game of the season. Evergreens are getting some playing experience on a synthetic field. And I know that on our way home, we'll be stopping at Sonic. There's only one Sonic in all of Wisconsin. Gead Agard is the backup catcher, and Agard is hurt, but is shaking it off and is going to continue. So that's a gamer for you. No balls and two strikes as the at-bat will continue to Evan Garsky. Evergreens have two more runs in here in this inning, and the score is 15-1. Pitch here, swing and a miss. Garsky has struck out, and the inning comes to an end. The Purgolders are coming up in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing by 14. It's 15-1. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need, cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Pitching change for the Evergreens as we go to the bottom of the fourth, Roman McGuire. So each one of the Evergreens pitchers has worked only one inning so far. We have last seen Roman McGuire. He was the winning pitcher in the Evergreens game against La Crosse Logan. Traveled all the way across the state to play a doubleheader. Roman McGuire was the winner. The Evergreens would lose the second game of a doubleheader there to Holman, 7-2. It's possible that the Evergreens, if they get two wins, could be seeing Holman in the state playoffs. So Roman McGuire, a known quantity at the varsity level, is coming in here. McGuire's a sophomore. Roman McGuire's another left-hander. He'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the Madison East batting order. The Evergreens also have a new catcher in here. Nick Cotter is now catching for the Evergreens. Cotter catching for the Evergreens here.
Now batting for the Purgolders, the first baseman, number 18, Romer.
The Evergreens with 15 runs on 12 hits. They've not committed an error. Madison East with one run on two hits. Six errors behind their pitching today. McGuire to Romer. First pitch is hit up the middle, and there's a base hit. Well, a stop at second base. Pazer can't come up with it. That should be scored a hit regardless. Ball was hit up the middle. Going to be a tough play behind the bag. I'm scoring that a hit for Derek Romer. And they're going to give him a hit. I agree. So the scoreboard operator, who's all the way across the field and cannot hear me, he and I are on the same page. That's a hit for Derek Romer.
Now batting for the Pergolders, a shortstop.
Ale Malterer. Roman McGuire comes up. First pitch, swing and a miss. Malterer walked his first time up. I mean, we have spots in the Everest order that have hit five times. It's only the second time through the Pergolders batting order. Pitch here is a strike. No balls and two strikes. Again, Roman McGuire has consistently been around the plate when we've seen him pitch. Yeah, the Evergreens will graduate some senior pitching, but there is so much underclassmen pitching that's been good at the varsity level that's waiting to take over for the Evergreens. 0-2 pitcher, a slow bouncer to third. The play is to second for one, on to first, not in time. The Evergreens erase the lead runner on a bouncing ball to third base. Trying to look over and see who the Evergreens have at third base now. I believe that is Ty Treader, who's playing third base for the Evergreens there.
The right fielder, number one, Bauman.
Max Bauman to hit. With one out and a man on first. Lefty to righty. Here's a fly ball. First ball swinging to right center field. It's the center fielder, Cade Sievertson, who's moving over. Calls the right fielder off, and Sievertson makes the catch. Two outs. Runner has to retreat to first base. Miles Molitor will hit here. Molitor struck out his first time up.
Batting for the Pergold is the center fielder, number 16, Molitor.
Again, we mentioned earlier, there's only one Sonic in all of Wisconsin, and it is here in Sun Prairie. It will be the dinner on the way home, which is tasting better all the time. McGuire's breaking ball is in for a strike. So, I mean, you see all of the Sonic commercials on television, and we don't have any of that stuff. What's that icy drink they have that actually has the whipped cream on top of it? One of those for dessert, please. I know that some are partial to the chili fries, right? Swing and a miss. Chili fries fill you up, right? No balls and two strikes. See a shy Cheshire Cat smile saying, yep, chili fries are going down later today. You bet. Two outs and a no balls, two strikes count to Miles Molitor. That's down low. Tried to get Molitor to chase. He did not. One ball and two strikes. Evergreens will appreciate a game that ends early, so for the Everest families that have made the trip down, the holiday weekend can begin as soon as possible. The count is one ball and two strikes. Two outs, man on first. Off speed, pitches way outside. Two balls and two strikes. I don't think we're looking for Roman McGuire to be cute here. We want Roman McGuire to throw strikes, be around the plate. McGuire comes set. At two balls, two strikes, coming home, swing and a miss, and the inning comes to an end. Roman McGuire gives up one hit. He is not scored on and has a strikeout in his inning of work. Four complete. It's the Evergreens big 15-1 over Madison East on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies. But they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
a website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Everywhere in this ballgame, that he's played the infield positions and was catching for a time and now is called on to pitch. Hanser was the starting third baseman. Evergreens are leading 15-1, and Zach Hanser will be the fourth pitcher that Madison East has used. Tyler Owen, who worked the last inning, allowed two hits, two runs, one was earned. Struck out two and walked one. And Ben Adams will hit for the Evergreens.
Number 17, Ben Adams.
Again, so here comes Ben Adams' first varsity at-bat. I would imagine when we post this game as a podcast, there'll be a lot of Everest families will be going to look for their kid's first varsity at-bat. They'll be playing through the third and fourth innings. Adams is a right-hander, waiting for Zach Hanser's first pitch. Right-hander, it's a strike. So Ben Adams hits. He hits in the spot that belonged to Wyatt Miles. Miles was 1-for-2 today. I joked with Wyatt Miles before the game. Checks his swing, doesn't go around. That's a ball, 1-1. Wyatt Miles was the winning pitcher, and his older brother, senior Jackson Miles, was the losing pitcher on Thursday in the game against Marshfield. And Jackson Miles pitched well in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings, then gave up the runs in the seventh inning that caused the Evergreens to lose. So I asked Wyatt if there was any discussion in the Miles household about who pitched better than who. Pitches outside. Because Jackson Miles is the coolest, most level-headed kid on the entire team. And younger brother Wyatt said, yeah, there was a little of that. Waiting on a 2-1 pitch. Off speed is down low. Three balls and one strike. Ben Adams at the plate for the Evergreens. Yeah, the Evergreens have all of their JV with them for this game because there was no JV game earlier today. There's a 3-1 pitch, taking ball four. Ben Adams begins the fifth inning with a walk. Again, in this bottom of the fifth inning, unless the Purgolders can get it to a 10-run game, this game would come
now
to an early end.
Evergreens, number 36, Nick Cotter.
Nick Cotter, who is the substitute catcher, will get a chance to hit here. And Nick Cotter takes ball one. Cotter does have himself an RBI at the varsity level, 0-for-1. Again, Cotter, only a freshman, when he comes back for his sophomore year, is probably going to be the Evergreens starting catcher. This is bounced off the plate to short. This is going to be a tough play. The only play is to first. It is not in time. Then we scored an infield hit for Cotter. I mean, there was no error on that. Threw across the diamond. Cotter simply legged it out.
The Evergreens. Number 19, Tommy Alston.
Tommy Alston will now hit for the Evergreens. Alston this season is 0-for-9. Senior. Pitch there is a little bit up high to Tommy Alston. Alston's pitched a lot during his senior year, played some outfield. What's missing from Tommy Alston's stat line is a hit in his senior year. Let's see if he can get that here against Zach Hanser. The scoreboard posted that as an error on the Purgolder shortstop that allowed Nick Cotter to reach. That's not right. Cotter didn't bobble the ball. The just throw was not in time. So there's no misplay or no miscue on that. So it's a hit. Two balls, no strikes. Up high, three balls and no strikes. Zach Hauser, without the benefit of an out, is in danger of loading up the bases here. Pitch here is hit. Tommy Alston sends it to left center field, and there's Tommy Alston's senior hit. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Alston's got a double. One run, two runs will score. Very happy to see that for senior Tommy Alston, who has hit safely for the first time this season. Congratulations, Tommy Alston. Get yourself a double. Get yourself two RBI. 17-1.
Yeah. batting number 15, Landon Mezzi.
Landon Mezzi, who pinch hit the first time, will get another turn at bat here and takes a strike. Reached on a walk and scored. 17-1, so it's looking more and more likely that this game is going to come to an end. Again, Madison East would need 6 runs to keep the game going. And Menzie hits this to left center field. Going back, the wind is carrying this, and it is off the wall. Menzie's got himself a double, and another run scores for the Evergreens. Menzie's first varsity hit. Hit out to the windfield in left center, but he made good contact there. That ball flies. 18-1.
Batting number 22.
Nolan Hoppe will hit. Hoppe officially is 0-1. Evergreens have somebody else throwing in the bullpen, so the Evergreens are ready to use a fifth pitcher to try and close out this game in the fifth inning. There's still nobody out. Pitch to Hoppe is up high, ball one. And the Evergreens let their varsity starters get 2 at-bats. Then they started using pinch hitters. So a lot of players have played in this game for the Evergreens. That's down low, 2 balls and no strikes. You're almost wishing for a little bit of mercy here. But again, there's nobody out. I mean, this inning could still go on for a while. Zach Hanser on the mound comes set. 2 balls, no strikes. That's outside, 3-0. And again, what you'd like is to see strikes thrown here. Again, the bench players would like a chance to hit. Don't really want walks in this spot. That's a strike. High strike called there on Nolan Hoppe. Hoppe's got to understand that pitch for what it is. That in this 18-1 game, the borderline pitch is going to be a strike. In other spots, that may have been judged too high, but again, the game situation is just different here at this spot. Pitch here is outside corner. Now that's 2 outs. That was better than the other pitch, but it's a ball, and it's ball 4. Nolan Hoppe will walk. Runners on first and second. Evergreen send up a new pinch hitter. They'll let Roman McGuire hit for himself. Roman McGuire will get a rare at-bat here. And McGuire takes a strike. See if Roman McGuire has had a chance to hit so far this season. I believe he walked in one earlier plate appearance. Roman McGuire pitches from the left side and bats from the left side. Pitches way up high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Very pleasant afternoon. 82 degrees when we started today. Coming home here, off speed, pitches bounced up the first base side and foul, a ball and 2 strikes. Hope that everyone enjoys the rest of their Memorial Day weekend. On Tuesday in the Everest Athletic Department, the girls' soccer team begins their playoff run. I think they're going to go deep this year. They have a home game, pitches outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And this Everest baseball team will be road warriors for the rest of the way. Up to Superior, and should they win, they'll play Eau Claire North on Thursday at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Carson Park's one of my favorite places to do a ball game, so we'd love to see the Evergreens win a few. Off-speed pitches bounce to second. Go over to second base for 1. Back to first. That is not in time. Pulled the first baseman off. Roman McGuire, a fielder's choice, and there is the first out. Runners now on the corners. One down, and Logan Ebersold, who singled his last time up, first varsity hit for Logan Ebersold, will take a second turn at bat.
Now batting.
One out and on the corners.
Logan Ebersold.
Ebersold's first ball swinging tap to the first baseman. He's going to flip to the pitcher covering at a close play. Got him. Pitcher was covering Zach Hauser to get Logan Ebersold. That's the second out of the inning. Another run has come in on that bounce out for the Evergreen. So Logan Ebersold on the out gets himself an RBI. It is 19-1. Let's see who the Evergreens have up at here.
Chris Wiesman, number 29.
Chris Wiesman will get a second at bat. Wiesman singled his first time up. Takes ball one. There are two outs now. Evergreens have four more runs in this inning. 19-1. Swing and a miss, way out in front of the off-speed pitch. A ball on a strike. While we love to see the Evergreens hit and all of that, you're kind of cheering for Zach Hanser to get out of this inning. One out away from getting that job done. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball in the wind to left field. Left fielder going back. It's over his head up against the wall. Extra bases. A double for Chris Wiesman. And brings in the Evergreens' 20th run of the afternoon. 20-1. Evan Garski will hit now. This is the ninth batter that the Evergreens have set up this inning. Evergreens got 10 runs in the third and have six more runs in here in the fourth. Bounced to third, should end the inning with a good throw across the diamond. Got him, the inning is over. Four more runs come across for the Evergreens. It's the last at-bat for the Purgolders unless they can get this to a 10-run game. It is 20-1. We'll be back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Join Crystal Finishing Systems for their on-site job fair and hiring event Saturday, June 1st from 11 to 1 with open interviews going until 3. Explore multiple departments, enjoy a free lunch, and enter to win prizes like a Google Hub. Tours will be available beginning at 11:30, so please wear closed-toed shoes. Opportunity is waiting for you at the Crystal Finishing Systems on-site job fair and hiring event Saturday, June 1st at 2714 Ross Ave in Weston. Crystal Finishing Systems is an equal opportunity employer.
Breezy tank tops, Turkish bathrobes, stretchy pants, all comfortable, but not even close to the comfort of a Serta iComfort mattress. The iComfort has advanced cooling technology, plus cradling, body contouring foam. Visit your local Serta retailer today and save at the Memorial Day Savings Event. Not just Serta comfortable, Serta comfortable.
Offer may vary. Visit your retailer or Serta.com for details.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Sun Prairie.
Number 40, Brock Babish.
Brock Babish, who pitched early in the week, is coming out here to try and get the final three outs. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and this game is almost certainly going to come to an early end. The Evergreens are leading 20-1. Again, for Madison East, Madison played extra innings earlier today. They were tough luck losers, 4-3. Played much better in the first game. This is probably not a true measure of how Madison East is this season. It's just hard when you have to play the two games after you play extras in the first. Zach Hanser will lead off as Brock Babish is completing his warm-up tosses. Baseball Today is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one, a proud sponsor of local high school sports, the Brainerd Funeral Home. Zach Hanser is 0-2 today. He'll lead us off in the fifth.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth for the Purgolders.
East got a run in the first inning and nothing since. One run on three hits. Here's Brock Babish with his first pitch. Down low, ball one. Again, this is probably the final pitching appearance of the year for Brock Babish. Another one of the young arms for the Evergreens will be around next season. Babish is a sophomore. Beg your pardon, he's a freshman. Don't want to rush you through an entire year. Outside corner strike, one ball and one strike. And again, the Purgolders batters have also got to realize that in this situation, the strike zone probably gets big. Something around the plate you got to be swinging at in the 20-1 ball game. Pitch here is fouled back, a ball and two strikes. Purgolders also go into the playoffs. They're in a different section than the Evergreens, of course, but they'll play again on Tuesday. 1-2 pitch coming here. And that's up high, two balls and two strikes. Again, we want Brock Babich to throw strikes. Pitch there is strike three, and Hanser is out on strikes. Again, the close pitch is going to be a strike when you're down by 19. Pinch hitter coming up here for the Pergolders. Tyler Owen will hit here. Here's Tyler Owen. Owen pitched earlier in this game. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Strike one on Owen. Again, check swing. Did he go or not go? Is always going to be a strike in this situation, too, in a blowout ball game. Pitch here is strike two. No balls and two strikes. Tino Griffiths will get an at-bat, regardless of what happens here. 0-2 pitch coming here. Swing and a miss, strike three. And this game is down to its final out. Two outs and nobody on for Tino Griffiths. Griffiths is the one Pergolder who has not been retired by Everest pitching. He walked and singled. Again, a final out here would bring this game to an end under the 10-run rule. It is 20-1 right now. First ball swinging, fouled off, ouch. Came up and hit him off his foot, strike one. Brock Babich is the fifth pitcher the Evergreens have worked.
Batting for the Pergolders, number 22.
Ty Treader worked the first inning. He gave up the one run. It was earned. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Owen Latondras worked the second inning. Chris Wiesman worked the third inning. Roman McGuire worked the fourth. And now it is Brock Babich. Could be the final strike here, and that is outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Coming set. Babich is coming home. That's way inside, two balls and two strikes. Pinch hitter Gied Aagaard waits in the on-deck circle if he gets a turn, if Tino Griffiths can keep the game going. 2-2 pitch here is just high. Evergreens thought the game was coming to an end there. Instead, the count goes full. Three, two pitch is outside, ball four. Tino Griffiths has walked. So with two outs, the ball game continues at least for one more batter. Quade Aagaard to bat here. And there's a ball that's bounced off the plate, retired right in the batter's box. The game comes to an end. There we go. Ball game over. The Evergreens are 20-1 winners in five innings over the Madison East Pergolders. Congratulations to D.C. Everest. And Madison East, thank you for hosting us today. We'll be back with a happy recap after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's an average night at Bob and Jane's house.
Bob, did you ask your boss about a raise today?
Yes, dear.
And?
He suggested the stairs or the elevator.
Meanwhile, next door at Zach and Kelly's.
How was work today, baby?
Work was great, and I got a raise.
Really? You were only there for 4 weeks.
Yep, my boss thanked me for being dependable and gave me a raise. And I'm eligible for a bonus in just a few weeks if I keep doing a good job and come to work when scheduled.
Jack's Maintenance Service is looking for dependable people for full and part-time second shift opportunities. Applicants need to be reliable and have transportation to get to and from work every day. Additional opportunities are available. If you have a valid driver's license and acceptable driving record, apply today at jacksmaintenance.com. That's jacksmaintenance.com. Jack's Maintenance is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Join Crystal Finishing Systems for their on-site job fair and hiring event Saturday, June 1st from 11 to 1 with open interviews going until 3. Explore multiple departments, enjoy a free lunch, and enter to win prizes like a Google Hub. Tours will be available beginning at 11:30, so please wear closed-toed shoes. Opportunity is waiting for you at the Crystal Finishing Systems on-site job fair and hiring event Saturday, June 1st at 2714 Ross Ave in Weston. Crystal Finishing Systems is an equal opportunity employer.
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Welcome back. Our ball game has just gone final for a Saturday afternoon. The Evergreens are just simply a better team than the Madison East Pergolders. The Pergolders played a 10-inning ball game earlier today, so didn't have a lot of their number one pitching available. The Evergreens this afternoon are 20-1 winners. The Evergreens used five pitchers. Ty Treader, who gave up the one run. Owen Latondras worked the second and pitched scoreless ball. Chris Weisman pitched the third inning scoreless ball. Roman McGuire pitched the fourth, allowed just one hit. And Brock Babish got the final three outs in the fifth inning. So the Evergreens got good relief pitching today. And the Evergreens, with the victory, finished their regular season at 9 wins and 13 defeats. The Pergolders are 3-17 to wrap up the year. The waters get deeper for the Evergreens on Tuesday. Playoff baseball begins, and the Evergreens will be going up north to play Superior. You'll hear that game on Fox Sports. It is now a 5 o'clock first pitch. Again, repeating our final score, the D.C. Everest Evergreens, 20 runs on 15 hits and no errors. Madison East, one run on 3 hits. They committed 7 errors. The final score is 20-1. Have a great rest of the Memorial Day weekend. Drive safely home, Everest fans. Again, D.C. Everest 20, Madison East 1. That wraps up our baseball coverage for a Saturday afternoon. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to the Evergreens on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good afternoon, everybody.
Whether it's a sprain, muscle strain, or fracture, your care is always first priority at Bone & Joint. Now you can visit Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau before or after work and all day on Saturdays. No appointments or referral needed. Just walk in and an orthopedic provider will see you. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4:30 p.m. Bone & Joint, 50 years of keeping lives in motion. Visit bonejoint.net for more info.
Let's meet at the bar!
The Bar at the Cedar Creek Village in Rothschild is your number one for late night fun. Patio season is here. Bring your friends and sit outside on the relaxing smoke-free patio. Thursday night acoustic patio nights are coming soon. Live music every Thursday night out on the patio from 6 till 11. Stop by every Tuesday night to watch summer league volleyball and don't forget to sign up for bocce ball league starting June 3rd. The Bar also offers delivery, catering, and meeting rooms for any occasion. Learn more and check out the daily specials at meetatthebar.com.
It would take me all the time I have to explain who iCar is, so for now, let's just say it officially and nationally rates auto body shops. As a result of their evaluation, only America's top 10% reach gold class, and lucky us, we have a gold medalist just down the road. People from coast to coast know and trust Abra Auto Body. The work we do on your car or truck carries a limited lifetime warranty at any and every Abra location nationwide. From a scratch to paint restoration to a major collision decision, go for the gold. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Tuleste, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm, Bone & Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, Abra Auto Body, Red Clover Market, Baseman Shoe & Clothing, and Brainerd Funeral Home. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.